Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And it's time for quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook, an authorized sports betting partner of the NBA with an amazing offer for new customers. Bet just $5 on any NBA team to win their game, and if they do, you win $200 in free bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. You bet just $5, that's $5 on any NBA team to win their game, and you get $200 in free bets. You can't beat that deal. And make sure you use code KSN at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number four, the Keystone Kickoff Show. Quarter number four means we have our good buddy Dustin Schutte in from SaturdayTradition.com, the website for all things Big Ten sports. And you can also catch everything from Saturday Tradition on our app. So don't forget to download that, Keystone Sports. Dustin, it was a devastating weekend. You only went 1-2 on the weekend.
I know. It's been more of a trend. I think this is the second time in the last 3 weeks I've gone 1-2 at a losing record. I got to get back on the hot streak. I got to make people some money.
And I feel bad because both times I think it was Penn State that did you in against Iowa and this past weekend against Illinois. I want to start there. Obviously, we've got the Penn State listeners. Penn State fans were just devastated by this loss. The question is this the worst loss, the most disappointing loss in the James Franklin era? But I want to get a little bit of an outsider's take. You cover all of the Big Ten. Just watching that game in 9 overtimes, what was your reaction to it?
Well, I was sitting, and I'm a little embarrassed to admit this, but at the same time, I was sitting in my apartment doing my job, working hard, but I was sweating because that game was so intense, especially when you got into the fourth quarter and then into the 9 overtimes. I mean, look, I think it was very interesting. This is the first look that I've seen, that we've seen in the Big Ten, where this new overtime system has come into play, where after the third overtime or after the second overtime, you're trading two-point conversion attempts. And it was incredibly exciting. I thought you saw teams attempt to make up trick plays, to kind of go for their best offensive scheme or offensive plan, and then at some point, obviously those weren't working, so then teams just tried to run up the middle, and that wasn't working. So it was really just kind of a guessing game. So from a perspective, I know that Penn State was on the wrong side of that, and that's unfortunate, especially when you had such high aspirations, and you still got a long season, you still got a couple big-time games ahead of you, you can still make up some ground there. But from an outsider's perspective, from somebody who covers the entire Big Ten and was very active on Twitter throughout that day, it was an incredibly entertaining game. I don't care what anybody says. I will take that every Saturday if you give it to me.
Well, the thing is, when they stopped, when they went, it seemed like possession after possession and couldn't score. It reminded me, there's an episode on the Big Bang Theory where I forget what they were even competing for, but Sheldon and Barry Kripke. It's like the first one to make a basket,
yep.
And nobody could. It started to take on that feeling for me. Can anyone here get 3 yards?
Yeah, that was the common question. That's a great comparison. I know exactly the episode you're talking about, too. I think they were fighting over like a office rights or somebody for a new office or something. So that's a great comparison. Yeah, and that was kind of like the microcosm of that game, right? The offenses in that game. Illinois was able to move the ball, couldn't capitalize when they got in the red zone, had some turnovers. Penn State had no explosive plays, really couldn't find much on the ground, struggled with Sean Clifford still. He didn't look quite healthy in that game, so it was almost fitting that game came down to 9 overtimes and somebody finally punching it in.
All right, the other thing that I want to get from a non-Penn State biased point of view was the officiating in this game. Forget it slanted this way or that way. It just looked so incompetent to me and to a lot of other Penn State people I've spoken to. What was your take on the officiating for that game?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's pretty much the general consensus on both sides and from across the 14 teams in the Big Ten. And this has been an issue not even just for the Big Ten. I mean, let's go back to that Penn State-Auburn game when you had an SEC crew that traveled up to State College and made terrible calls throughout the course of that game. You could point to, you know, the fact that they were delayed in some of their calls. There was an Illinois touchdown that was called back, I think, after the field goal unit had been sent out onto the field, or the PAT unit had been sent out onto the field. There was a situation where early in that game, Penn State had recovered a fumble, and it looked like it was going to be a touchdown, and it was called a touchdown, and then later in the game, it was waved off because Chase Brown's forward progress had stopped. So there was just no consistency. This was the same officiating crew that was really bad in the Michigan-Nebraska game in Lincoln a few weeks ago, and a lot of people were up in arms about that. So the Big Ten needs to figure this out. They need to resolve some issues. It's probably not going to happen this year because you're already mid-season and your crews are established, and you got to continue to ride this thing out. But, I mean, my condolences go out to anybody else that's going to get that crew for the rest of the season, because that's just not a very good or competent group of officiating.
Don't worry, Commissioner Warren has this taken care of, Dustin.
Well, that puts me in my mind at ease.
I thought it would. Obviously, you took Penn State in that game and lost. We'll get to Ohio State in a second, your one win where they blew out Indiana. Wisconsin was at Purdue. Purdue was getting 3 points, even though they just came off that stunning win. They dominated Iowa. So they're now at home against a disappointing Wisconsin team. So what happens, Dustin? Wisconsin blows them out. It's 30-13. Could you explain the Big Ten West to me a little bit? Do they just pull a name out of the hat and that's the winner? It seems that random.
A riddle wrapped in a mystery, wrapped in an enigma, might be the best way to kind of surmise or summarize the Big Ten West this season, because there's no, ever since Purdue beat Iowa in Iowa City, and I know that was, you know, just a few weeks ago, it just kind of seems like this is coin flips. I put this out on Twitter, not to pat myself on the back here, but basically the Big Ten West is going to come down to a bunch of livestock trophies, right? It's going to be Iowa and Minnesota battling for Floyd of Rosedale. It's going to be Iowa and Wisconsin battling for the bowl. I'm forgetting the name of that trophy, but there's a bowl involved. So, you know, there are some big games coming up. I don't know what to think, because Wisconsin is playing better. Maybe they found a little bit of a lightning in a bottle with Braylon Edwards, a freshman running back, paired with him with Ches Malusi. Those guys ran all over Purdue. I don't think Purdue's very consistent. I think that they can beat anybody on their schedule. I also think they can lose to anybody on the schedule, so they'll probably finish around, you know, 5-7 or 6-6, maybe just sneak into a bowl game. Minnesota has had 5 running backs, 2 of them now injured, but 5 running backs who have rushed for over 100 yards in a game. Tanner Morgan's playing better at quarterback, not great. Chris Ottman-Bell has been fantastic since he's returned. So it's any one of those 3 teams. I think right now Iowa, Wisconsin, Minnesota are the 3 favorites in the Big Ten West. But when it comes to picking a winner right now, your guess is as good as mine, Jim.
All right, while we're out West, let's get to this weekend. The one game from the West that we have on your schedule to pick, Dustin, is Iowa is at Wisconsin. And Wisconsin is a 3.5-point favorite.
Yeah, and I don't know if you saw the over-under in this, but it was at one point at 36.5. So, I mean, that's your grandpa's Big Ten football right there. I'm excited about that. I think you just kind of hold your breath, take the under, and let the dice roll for that one. I think Iowa's going to be coming out of that bye week with a sense of purpose. I think they're going to fix some things offensively. I do think they have some good weapons at wide receiver with Tyrone Tracy and Keegan Johnson and some of those guys. So I think they're going to try to get those guys involved. Tyler Goodson has a solid rushing attack. I think Iowa's defense and the way Wisconsin's offense has played, you know, except for last week against Purdue, I do think that Iowa's defense causes too much trouble. I'm still not buying into the Wisconsin offense. So I think that this being a rivalry game, I think Iowa comes out of a bye week, gets a big win, and gets to 4-1 in the Big Ten West, and maybe silences some of the critics, answers some of the questions that we might have about the Hawkeyes after that blowout loss to Purdue a few weeks ago.
Okay, now let's shift to the Big Ten East. All season, it's been Michigan, Michigan State, Penn State, Ohio State. They're finally going to start playing each other. Let's start with Michigan at Michigan State. And Michigan is favored by 4 points at Michigan State. That surprise you at all?
I don't know if it surprises me because, again, I think we've talked about this. To me, it's the name on the front of the jersey sometimes gets the benefit of the doubt. And Michigan, and you looked at that winged helmet, I think that that's what people are placing their money on. Plus, you know, Michigan's run the ball extremely well. They ran all over Northwestern nearly to the tone of $300 yards on the ground. Blake Corum is playing at a high level. Hassan Haskins is running the ball extraordinarily well right now. So I think there's reason to believe, and Michigan's not turning the football over, and that's how you win a lot of football games in the Big Ten. So I think there's reason to believe Michigan is the real deal this season. We saw a little bit of that killer instinct in that Northwestern game. I was hesitant because in games against Rutgers and Nebraska, they didn't quite step on the throat the way you'd like to see. Michigan State, on the other side, they've won games. Offense, defense, special teams, they've kind of found ways to scratch and claw and win football games. A good win a couple weeks ago when their offense was shut down. They got a win because of their defense against Indiana. Kenneth Walker is still the Big Ten's leading running back right now. He's playing at a high level. Peyton Thorne has a great touchdown to interception ratio. This is going to be a great game, but I think Jim Harbaugh comes up short again. And I think Michigan State not only covers, but I think Michigan State gets a win and takes back Paul Bunyan.
All right. And finally, Penn State at Ohio State. And as we record this, our spread from DraftKings is 16.5 points. Penn State's getting 16.5 at Ohio State. What are your thoughts there?
I hate to keep going back to the well, but I'm going to. The reason being is I do think that because of the situation with Illinois, with the way it was set on the schedule, Penn State coming out of an off week, Penn State having then to look ahead to Ohio State, I think that there was a little bit of a trap game factor in that. And obviously that doesn't erase the sting of a loss to Illinois, but Penn State does typically get up for these games. And I still think Penn State has a ton of talent. A lot of it, of course, depends on how healthy are some of the guys, even though they might be suited up. How healthy are they? Are they ready to go? I don't think Penn State wins. I don't think they can score with a team like Ohio State. I do think that the defense is going to be able to keep this game closer. So I think Penn State covers. I think they fall to Ohio State. But I think this is going to be a much better game than people are anticipating after that loss to Illinois.
So you're calling for the moral victory for the Nittany Lions.
It's a great way to put it.
All right, Dustin, thanks so much for being here. That is it for this edition of the show, and thank you all for tuning in. Make sure you join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
DraftKings Sportsbook, an authorized sports betting partner of the NBA, has an amazing offer for new customers. Bet just $5 on any NBA team to win their game, and if they do, you win $200 in free bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. Bet just $5 on any NBA team to win their game and win $200 in free bets. That's code KSN at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.